it's a Planned Parenthood benefit, and it will be my 32nd benefit to raise money and awareness for Planned Parenthood. It's more of a fun stand-up show than it is a lecture Q&A show. So it's really a live concert that benefits Planned Parenthood. And it will be hopefully hilarious is the plan, but it is a fundraiser that my theory is let's bring humor into the conversation because it's not used enough, I think, in talking about subjects that are really hard. And I think that when you can make people laugh, and just in general, you know, it's not make people laugh on the topic, but when you can make people laugh then by engaging them, they automatically like you on some level. You know, if somebody makes you laugh, there's a connection. And so if we can connect with more people through humor, I think maybe we'll be able to have conversations that actually can move past just people folding their arms and then taking their separate corners. And so the goal is to make people laugh, make them think. And then at the end of the show, I read an essay from my book that has to do with why I have chosen to be such a strong vocal advocate for Planned Parenthood.
And what's the name of your book?
The name of my book is called Liz Free or Die.
And you've taken this show around the country?
I have taken the show around the country. This will be my 32nd show. And I have been raising as much money as I can for Planned Parenthood. I do believe that between Planned Parenthood and NARAL, I've raised over $2 million in the past 2 years, which is pretty great. I know, just little old me doing my little old comedy show. It's pretty great.
And I'm also reading that there's going to be wine there, so that's an added bonus.
You know what? Every time there's wine, things are better.
Great.
I just really believe that.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the show?
I think the fact of the matter is if you support Planned Parenthood and you like to laugh, and especially if you like to laugh about the state of current events, I think you'll really like it. I also have written some things just specifically for the folks of North Carolina because I think that every local state and every local, you know, place now has their own kind of bit of crazy they're dealing with, whether it's legislation, whether it's a politician. And I think sometimes it's really fun to really tailor it to the place you go so that you can laugh at your specific person who's messing with you. So that is something that I think the people of North Carolina will appreciate.